North BATTLEFFORD, emerging date on firefighting with lithium-ion battery-powered devices such as bikes, scooters and road vehicles of all sizes will add to the education and training components for Saskatchewan firefighters. The Canadian government is targeting a goal of at least 20% of new light-duty vehicles offered for sale be zero-emission vehicles, while increasing that target each year. The ongoing controversy and coffee talk on the viability of using EVs in a province known for long traveling distances and extremely cold weather doesn't change the fact electric-powered vehicles are now a product of the transportation system. I did speak with our fire chief regarding EVs, and we are looking into investing in some equipment that deals specifically with EV fires, but have not yet made a purchase, says Candace Toma, Public and Intergovernmental Relations Coordinator for the City of North Battleford. While battery fires in electric cars are said to be a rare occurrence, there is an onus on vehicle owners to know their risks and minimize them, such as ensuring there is no physical damage to the battery pack or overcharging. As EV technology evolves, manufacturers improve the safety of battery packs. It's important to note that electric vehicle technology is evolving, and fire departments are adapting their equipment and training accordingly. As electric vehicles become more prevalent, fire departments and emergency responders are proactively working to stay informed and prepared for handling battery-related incidents safely. New electric vehicle training value tool. SaskToday.ca. Kenora Fire held an electric vehicle extrication course. SaskToday.ca.